over the past few weeks, we have been hearing from some of the participants of Phase 2 of the New Frontiers Entrepreneur Development Programme, which has been taking place at the Tom Crean Centre in Tralee. So these are startup businesses with a high potential that are going through this intense six-month programme to try and progress their business. Well, first this evening, we're going to hear from Mary Thea Brosnan from Kerry Keffer, who has been on the show with us in the past. And she's back now to tell us how she has been getting on with New Frontiers and her plans for Kerry Keffer. Mary Thea, you're very welcome to studio.
Thank you very much.
You've been on with us before, but you might just remind us about the business and what exactly you do.
Sure, yeah. So I make a product called Kerry Keffer. So it's a milk-based product. It's a natural probiotic, so it's packed full of beneficial bacteria and yeast for your digestive health and to support your immune system as well. So unlike kind of Actimel and Yakult, we actually use the living organisms to ferment our milk. So you're getting a lot more benefit from it. It's much more powerful than those types of products. And with, say, the commercial kefirs that are available on the supermarket shelves, we're, again, using the real living organisms to actually ferment the milk. And that's going to give you better quality product, really, you know, a higher output of the product for your digestion.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose people are looking to go back to kind of, I suppose, more natural products.
Exactly, yeah. So like our process is as natural as it can be. We don't have any processing at all involved. So we get the milk locally from Lee Strand, and then we ferment that milk with our own kefir grains that we cultivated ourselves. And those grains are actually reused continuously over and over again. So the grains that we have now came from my initial grains that I bought in 2017. And they've just grown and multiplied. So we use them to ferment the milk. It's all done at just natural environment temperature. We don't do any heating. There's no heat treatment or anything. And then we manually strain it and bottle the product. So you're getting the most natural product out there, yeah.
So you're operating the business a number of years, but you've now been taking part in Phase 2 of New Frontiers at the Tom Crean Centre here in Tralee. I suppose, how has that been for you? How have you found it? How has it benefited the business?
Yeah, it's been really, really good. It's a great programme, and we've been having lots of different workshops and different topics, and it's brilliant to actually be able to take yourself out of the business and then into a different environment and then work on the business. So a lot of the times you can get caught up in the day-to-day running of the business and you don't spend enough time sitting down, actually analysing it and trying to figure out where you're going to go to next, how you're going to get there, what you need to do in order to get there. So the programme has been fantastic for that. It's like holding you accountable to these things that you want to do. And so they're saying, OK, well, how are you going to do it? Tell us how you're going to do it. And how can we help you, like, to get there? So it's been brilliant.
And I suppose, why did you decide to take part in it then? Was it because, you know, you wanted to try and build the business on?
Exactly, yeah. So when you're kind of doing all that side of it on your own at home while also trying to, you know, produce the product, deliver it, get it out there, get it on the shelves, it can become a daunting task to try and think, how am I going to get further? You know, how am I going to actually make this into a viable business? How am I going to make it profitable so that we can actually, you know, start paying ourselves for the work that we're doing? And so taking part in that course, you know, it's a 6-month full-time program. So you are in there every day. But I kind of felt like it was time, like I needed to do something like this. I needed somebody to hold me accountable and say, you know, really get down into the nitty-gritty of it now. And is this going to work? And can you achieve these things that you want to do? So
you're nearing the end of the process now at this stage, Phase 2. Would you like to go on to Phase 3? I know it's a competitive process to apply, but would you be putting yourself forward?
Yeah, I'll definitely put myself forward anyway. It's very competitive. There's 11 of us in the group this year and only 2 get through to the next phase. Everybody has such a great, you know, business and they've done so much work as well over the last couple of months. So I'll apply and hopefully I get through. And if not, I will continue to work away anyway.
What's your plan for the business then? How would you like to grow Kerry Keffer?
Yeah, so currently we kind of supply mainly to Supervalu stores in Kerry. So we do want to expand that outside of Kerry. So we're thinking of looking at Cork next. And also we have just recently got a listing with this national distributor called Independent Irish Health Foods. So they deliver nationwide to health stores all across Ireland. So that basically means any health store in Ireland can actually order our product now through Irish Independent Health Foods, which is fantastic. But ultimately, we would love to be a household staple in Ireland. We want to have national recognition as a brand, and we're thinking along the lines of like Glenisk yogurt. You know, everybody knows Glenisk. It's a really high quality, good product, always available on the shelf in a supermarket, and that's what we would like to be as well.
And I suppose with that expansion will mean you'll have to expand your team. And that's obviously a big process. Have you any plans for that in the near future?
Yeah. So that's what we're kind of working on now with New Frontiers, is working on a business plan, working on, for me, a business expansion plan. First of all, what's it going to cost? What employees I need? How many people I need? How much is that going to cost? Where am I going to get the funding from? Where is it all going to happen? And is there a market there for it? How are we going to get into the market? So yeah, there's a lot of, we're at the kind of planning stage now. So hopefully by the end of New Frontiers, which is in the middle of April, we will have a pretty good plan in place and we can start implementing the plan then.
Yeah, I suppose that's the aim of New Frontiers. It gets you to that point where you have your business plan ready, you're ready to apply for investment. Would you like to go down that route of looking for different kind of funding options?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think at the moment we're looking at, it's going to be a two-phase plan. So for phase one, we'd be looking at local enterprise office grant aid, basically there. And then for phase two, it'll be a bigger project again. And for that, we will probably need external investment, you know, private investment.
At the moment, you're working out a base in Castle Island, is
yes.
that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So ideally, is there any particular area you'd like to be working in? Would you like to move to a specific type of facility in any particular town? Or
We will come to the maximum capacity that we can do in our current facility. So we're putting, again, a plan in place to see where to next. Our biggest issue with that would probably be storage. So we have a lot of like pallets of stuff, pallets of bottles, boxes, packaging. So we need a facility that we'll be able to expand and grow, but also have enough room for storage. So we're kind of looking around, like we've looked at the Far East Food Hub, and we're looking at if there's warehouses available for rent that we could go and have a look at those. Or we're also looking at potentially building on our own land with my parents' land. So
your parents have been instrumental in the business.
Yeah. Couldn't have done it without them, really, you know, so they've been great. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have the backing at home anyway.
Absolutely, yeah.
I suppose looking ahead, if you know, if you were to say 5 years' time, do you have a particular plan for that period where you'd ideally like Kerry Kiffer to be?
Yeah, ideally I'd like it to be in our own custom built facility in Castle Island. Ideally we would be supplying nationwide to Supervalues, hopefully Dunn's, health stores all across Ireland as well, and at that stage we'd have about 10 employees as well.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, it's great to have the plans in train at the moment.
Exactly.
Now, and I suppose you're in the right place when you're in New Frontiers anyway. If you don't move on to New Frontiers Phase 3, are there any other kind of programs you'd be looking at, or would you just intend to maybe just focus on the business yourself?
There will be another program that I would look at called Foodworks. So they're specific to food and drink in Ireland, and they're quite focused on obviously developing your business as well and expanding, but also expanding into overseas markets. So we'd probably focus maybe on Ireland for the moment, and then once we're ready and once we feel like we have a foothold in Ireland, we will look at international markets then.
Oh, fantastic. That is in the pipeline.
Yeah, it would be, definitely. And again, I do think there is a big market in Ireland for this product because it's so new to Ireland and people still don't actually know what it is, and just word of mouth from people talking to other people about what kefir is, what it means, why it's good for you. And then a step further then is why Kerry Kefir is different. And the reason it is different is because we use the actual living organisms and it's not processed at all. It's the exact same as you would make it at home yourself. We're just doing the making of it for the person, basically. Yeah.
So does it have a short shelf life then?
It's about 3 weeks, yeah. So technically, kefir, because ours is still fermenting, we haven't stopped the fermentation process. So that's another thing that you will see on a commercial scale, is that the fermentation process has to be slowed down so that they get a longer shelf life. Ours is 3 weeks, but even at that, it'll continue to ferment in the bottles. So it doesn't mean that it's actually gone off when it turns into curds and whey. It actually just means it's fermented more, so there's actually more bacteria in it, it's more live, it's more active. You can still consume it when it's in the curds and whey. It's just that it probably tastes quite strong at that point, and you can actually dilute that down with milk yourself and perfectly safe to consume that way, or you can add it into a smoothie at that point and consume it that way.
Well, Mirthi, it certainly sounds like there are lots of plans in the pipeline for Kerry Kefir. At the moment, you're in sale in Super Values across the county, and you have an online presence as well if people are looking to find you.
Yeah, so we do a lot on Instagram. At Kerry Kefir is our tag, so Kefir is K-E-F-I-R, and we have a website as well, so kerrykefir.ie.
Okay, well look, Mirthi, thanks so much for coming into studio. Look, the best of luck with the rest of the New Frontiers programme and all the plans, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you down the line again.
Lovely. Thanks, Millie
Mary. Mary Thea Brosnan there from Castle Island, founder of Kerry Kefir, who is taking part in the New Frontiers Phase 2 at the Tom Crean Centre at MTU Kerry at the moment. One of the many participants who we have been hearing from and will continue to hear from over the coming weeks.